Okay, let's get into today's daf, Gittin daf Yud Gimel, and we are on Yud Beis Amud Beis. We are starting from the word Tanya, about 10 lines up from the bottom, just one hosafa on the last little piece that we mentioned at the end of yesterday's shir. We quoted the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. The sugi yesterday discussed the question of how one deals with their Eved Kenani, whether one has the power to tell their Eved Kenani, I'm not going to feed you, and you have to fend for yourself. And I am going to keep your Maisi Adayim, I'm going to keep your earnings, or they can't. So we ended up saying that's a Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and we quoted the Rambam that Alcha L'Maisa, one should be compassionate and be a Rachman in how he deals with his Avadim. I mentioned in passing yesterday that the Rambam in Hilchas Avadim quotes that there are 13 mitzvos in Hilchas Avadim. The first half of the set of halachas deals with the halachas of Eved Ivri, the second half deals with the halachas of Eved Kenani. It is interesting that the Rambam puts it in Hilchas Sefer Kinyan. Hilchas Avadim are in Sefer Kinyan. The question might be why, but you can only really ask that question if you have a better place to put Sefer Hilchas Avadim. So it's not inappropriate to be in Sefer Kinyan. It really seems to be the best fit out of the 14 books. It doesn't really fit into anyone better, but Hilchas Avadim in Sefer Kinyan does reflect that how the Rambam views Avadim. They are assets, they are Kinyanim, and that's why it is in Hilchas Avadim, Hilchas Sefer Kinyan, along with Hilchas Mechira and Hilchas Zechiya Umatan, and even Hilchas Shechinim, which have to do with living near each other and the various rights that Shechinim have with each other. Maseches Bava Basra has a lot to say about that. But in Hilchas Avadim, the Rambam counts 13 mitzvos. The first ones being about Eved Ivri, the din of the kinyan of Eved Ivri. You're not allowed to sell an Eved Memkar's Aved, lo yavena befarech, working them too hard, not letting a ger toshav be a biroda on them, ha'anaka, many different mitzvahs that are related to Eved Ivri, most of them, and Eved Kenani, we know, we mentioned recently, the isser of freeing an Eved Kenani, lo'olam bahem ta'avodu, and other related mitzvahs. But the Rambam, at the end of those halachas, say that we have to be careful how we treat our avadim in the time period when we had the status of avadim. Nowadays we don't, but that is the Rambam. And Rabbi Yochanan, when he quoted this halacha, when the Gemara quoted Rabbi Yochanan, and was mashma from his words, what he holds about this halacha of what rights one has to talk to an Eved, not talk to an Eved. The Gemara mentioned the issue of refuah. If somebody is koteh yad avdo, who does the refuah go to? So the Gemara said, well, refuah obviously goes to the Eved. Why wouldn't it? So the Gemara says, oh, we're talking about a case where he had a stronger refuah, and that's why it took 3 days to get better and not 5 days to get better. Just one osafa, Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovetz Shiurim, in the Kovetz Biurim on Gittin, he quotes the Safek. It's a suffix that he has in Baba Kama, but he quotes our Gemara as a raya. V'yeshlis tapek, b'hat kaimalon. We know there are five payments of chavala: nezek, tsar, ripui, sheves, and boshes. The first halacha in the Cheschovelo umazik of the Rambam. So the question is: are those five very different from each other, or are they similar? So busha seems to be pretty a unique type of payment. Tsar might be a unique type of payment. What about ripui? Ask Rabbi Chanan. Here's his suffix: im hachiyuv l'shalim lo mamon v'schus mamon yesh lahanechbal eitzal achovel. Is it really a schus mamon? It's a monetary obligation, similar to the others, but it's a monetary obligation to pay for his healing. Or there's another way to look at it. There's another way, and that is the chiyuv is to heal him. That's really the chiyuv. Yesh lahanechbal. Sorry, v'schus mamon yesh lahanechbal eitzal achovel. O eino ela schus mamon ela shachovel mechuyav l'raposo b'chol ha'emsoim sheyuchal. If he's a doctor, okay, but if he's not, you have to pay for it. But it's really a root of chovas refuah. It's not a chovas mamon. V'gamze echam en ha'emsoim hu sheyitin lo kesev k'dei likach samim v'refuos. Says Rabbi Chanan, I think the latter. I think ripui is a chovas refuah, not a chovas mamon, based on our Gemara, where our Gemara takes it as a davar pashut, that the chiyuv refuah would go to the Eved, and it's only because of this unusual case it goes to the Adon. But v'inema deschus mamon yesh lo la ha'eved eitzal achovel imkein kana harabes aschus hazem emela demashikana Eved kana rabo umaparech refuaso dideyu debay itzebe. Right, what's that obvious question the Gemara asks? Mandaboy litzile. So it must be, says Rabbi Chanan, that the ripui is really a chovas refuah, not a chovas mamon, and that's why the Gemara assumes, as a davar pashut, that it belongs to the Eved. Okay, let's continue now with Tanya. The Gemara is now dealing with the second half of the Mishnah, which we didn't deal with so much on yesterday's daf, and the Tosefta has a continuation of the conversation that our Mishnah has. So remember the Machlokas between Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim about how we view Shichrur Avdo. Rebbe Meir views Shichrur Avdo as a chov, and therefore the Baal can be chozer bo as long as he wants, while the Rabbanan say, no, it's a schus. Is a schus to be freed. And the conversation that we had in our Mishnah was that the Chachamim say is a schus to be freed. Because after all, the Baal doesn't have to feed his Eved. Right? Yemir Shalozon is Adu Rashoi. Doesn't have to feed his Eved. Remeir says back, but what do you mean? The Eved can't eat Truma anymore once he's freed. And the Rabbanan say back, yeah, that's only because Kinyano. So we weren't sure exactly how that conversation played out, what was meant by that, and that's what we're going to expand upon right now. Says the Gemara according to Tosefta, Tanya, Am Rebbe Lazar, Amarnu lo Rebbe Meir, we, Rebbe Lazar, on behalf of the Chachamim, we said to Rebbe Meir, who said it's a chov, but we say it's a schus to get freed. It's a schus to go free, and therefore it should kick in right away, or at least the Bailim should not be able to be chozer bo. Omar lanu chovulo, and he said to us, no, it's a chov. Shimhaya eved kohen poslim and a truma, because after all, if the eved is an eved kohen, he can no longer eat truma. He could eat truma beforehand. So doesn't that show that it is a chov? Amar nulo, the chum say back, no. Vahalo mam yirtza shalalazun v'olav harnaso rashoi. What do you mean? If he doesn't want to feed him, he won't give him anything. So what do you mean? He's an Eved Kohen, but he's not going to give him any Truma. So how was that summit that he would be losing now? Omar Lanu, Remeir says back, and this is what the Gemara has to figure out what is meant. Uma, again, Remeir defending that it is a chov to be Meshuchrar. Ma ilu Eved Kohen Shebarach. The Ashes Kohen Shemardal Bailov, an Eved Kohen runs away, or an Ashes Kohen runs away and does not accept her get. In those states, Hala Ochlin Betruma. In those states, they can still eat truma because they're still married to the Kohen or serving the Kohen Vizein or Yachal, and now you're trying to free him, an Eved Meshuchrar, so that he cannot eat anymore. So you see, it's a chov. So what exactly was added by that? It sounds like there was something missing in the conversation. We'll have to see. Next words, Rashi says, is the Chachamim's answer. Aval Isha Chovula. By an Isha will agree. By an Isha, the Rabban and Seder and Meir, we agree it's a chov. Shekin paslam and atruma umafsida min hamazonos. Because now he does not have to support her and take care of her. So fine, we agree there. But the question is, what was the conversation? My ka'amrilei umayka mahadalahu. What did they say? What did he answer? Again, the beginning few lines are understandable, right? They say it is a schus to be freed, and he says, no, it's a chov, because he can't eat truma. And then they say, but what do you mean? But he doesn't have to support him anyway. Now he answers. So what does that mean? Halchi kamarlahu, hishbatuni al hamizonos, matishivuni al atruma. What Remeir said to the Rabbanan is fine. I agree with you about the mizonos element, that the Baal doesn't have to feed his Eved, and therefore, regarding the mizonos, that is not a chov, because either way, in both cases, he doesn't have to be fed. But what about truma? Beforehand, the Eved can eat truma, and afterwards, he cannot eat truma. That is a chov. And the Gemara says, V'chi teimru. Important Tosfos here, but first we'll continue. V'chi teimru. And if you want to say, this is Rabbi Meir talking, if you want to answer me about the truma, Ibai Zarek Legitu Pasagle, well, what do you mean? The other doesn't have to give him truma. He could just throw him and get shichur. Throw him a star shichur, upasale. And then the Eved will be forced, right, the Baal Karcha, to not be the Eved anymore, and he can no longer eat Truma. So you see, it's up to the Adon anyway, not to give him Truma. So the Gemara says, no, that's not true, says Rabbi Meir. Shavik lei va'arek va'azal alma. He could just leave it, run away, and he won't be available to accept the Shtar Shichur. So we're back to the question, says Rabbi Meir. Uma ilu Eved kohen shebarach, ve'eshes kohen shemer da'abayla, hala ochlem b'truma. Right, if somebody runs away, an Eved kohen runs away, or eshes kohen runs away, and doesn't accept their get or their shichur, they could still eat truma, v'zeino ochel, and this one cannot eat truma. That's Rabbi Meir's Hosafa, what he adds in the conversation of the Tosefta. You're telling me that it is a chov because he's going to lose his element of truma? No. What, he could run away and then he could still eat truma. And now you are going, and I'm saying, you're telling me it's a schus to be freed? I'm proving to you it's a chov because he's losing his koach of eating truma. And he could always eat truma. Well, you're telling me the master could free him on purpose? He could run away and then he won't have a choice. That's Rabbi Meir's claim to the Chachamim. And the Gemara says, Shapur Kamar Lehu, it's a good claim. He'll claim, how did the Rabbanan answer? How do they answer that claim? So before we do that, there's a number of things to talk about here on the first couple of lines. So we do spend time on Amud Beis. So it's the middle of Amud Beis. Sometimes we don't spend as much time as we would like. But Amud Aleph we spend time on, and the beginning of every Shir, we spend time on Amud Beis. Okay, so the Gemara says a couple of points. Hishpatani al Mazonos. So he says, you explain Mazonos. What about Truma? So Tosfos explains the conversation. Tosfos explains what's going on. Tosfos Yimaskalish Patuni. Tosfos says, Rabbanan Ishivulo, Umam Yirtzel Shlolozon Rashoi, Hayusvurin, the Rabbanan held, Hadakam Rabbi Meir, Shimhaya Evid Kalin Postlam, and at Truma, Rabbi Meir, you hold it is a chov to be freed, because he's losing Truma, Lefisha Anosim, or Ramazonos, but rather, because he's always going to get plenty of Truma. What is an Eved Kohen? Bishvil Shish Truma Harbi L'Kohanim. And then Tosfos adds a controversial line. O Mishum. The Eved's got plenty of Truma, either because there's going to be so much around, or Mishum Shish Mitzvah Ba'achilas Truma. There's a Mitzvah Ba'achilas Truma, and that's a Schus for him, Tosfos sounds like. Mishum, and that's what the Rabbanan understood from Rabbi Meir, and that's why they answer and say, well, the other doesn't have to give him anything. Doesn't have to give him anything to feed him. Rabbi Meir says, okay, that works for Mazonos, but what about Shruma? Why? Because Rabbi Meir adds on and says, the Eved doesn't need the Adon to give him Shruma. He could go anywhere else, and because he is an Eved Kohen, he could eat Shruma anywhere, even if it's not from the Adon. And Shruma is cheaper, as we know, because there are less people buying Shruma. Afilu lo yirtza harav lazunu yesh chova. It's still a chov to be meshuchrar, to be kol makom motzi or Eved liknos Shruma bizol, yoser menachulim, v'gam chokin lo alagoren, and maybe they'll give it to him even at the granary, according to the opinion that the Eved gets without his master there. So Tosfos says that's the conversation that's taking place. That they say, oh no, the other could just not feed him. And Rabbi Meir says back, no, but he could go get Truma from wherever else and wherever he wants in the world. And that's the question that we're up to in the Gemara. But the line that Tosfos quotes in the middle is what piqued the curiosity of later Mefarshim. Tosfos sounds like there is a mitzvah of Achilas Truma even if an Eved eats Truma. That's pretty amazing. The Achronim say, if that's true, if there's a mitzvah for Eved to eat Truma, then it's hard to say what the Rambam says about the bracha on Achilas Truma. The Rambam writes at the end of Sefer Hilchas Trumos, in Perek Tezvav, Halacha Chafbeis, anybody who eats Truma has to make a bracha. Kala Ochel Truma. This is not found in Chazal, but this is the Rambam's creation. The Rambam says, Kala Ochel Truma Mevarech Birchas Oso Ma'achal V'acharkach. You make the bracha. Let's say you're eating Truma Chala. So you make a Hamotzi, and then before you eat, just like sometimes we say, Hamotzi and Al Achilas Matzah. So here you say, Hamotzi and then the Bracha of Achilas Truma. The Acharkach Mavarach Asher Kedishanu Bikdusha So Shel Aron, Vitzivanu Lechot Truma, Vikach Kibalnu Varainum, Mivarchim Afilu Bechalas Chutz Laaretz, Shagam Achilas Kachi Agvul Kavoda. So the Rambam says, you make a bracha. Ask the Kesef Mishnah why. Me'achar Sha'achilas Truma Mitzvah Pshita Shivarech Aleha. It's a mitzvah, so obviously going to make a bracha on it. So the Achronim say, what about according to Tosfos? An Eved Kohen is going to make a bracha. He has no Kedushas or Shel Aaron. So you're going to tell me the Kohen makes a bracha when he eats it, but the Eved doesn't make a bracha when he eats it? Or maybe Tosfos is holding that wouldn't make a bracha. It's not Kedushas or Shel Aaron, it's Bikinyano, right? He's a Kinyan of Aaron. The Radvaz has lesser of a formulation here. The Kesef Mishnah said, there's a mitzvah to eat truma, that's why there's a bracha. The Radvaz says, no, v'im tomar, ha'ein achilas truma mitzvah zaseka achilas kachim, v'leficha achamay mevarecho, yashar kadashar nebikdu shal zoshal aron. Is truma like eating kachim? Asked the Radvaz. V'yesh lomar, says the Radvaz, it's not. It's not like eating kachim, but it's a mitzvah not to have it ruined. D'sivanu she yochlo ha'truma ha'koan in v'lo zarim. It's like an Isser Aseh. Sha'adavar Yadua. Sheim Ratzah Koin Shelo Lechol Truma Kol Yama Versus Biyado. V'lo Avar Al Aseh. V'yem Kein Hechin Tziva. El Avade Kachu Shetziva Shetia HaTruma Muteres Lohem. You can make a bracha on a matir. That's the Radva said. It's not really a mitzvah, though, like Achilas Kachim. So that's what it's, if the Eved, if Achilas Eved is included in the mitzvah, it makes it a little more difficult with the bracha. If you look at the Birchas Avram here, on the daf, he discusses this Tosfos at length also, and discusses how could there be a mitzvah. Atu avdi kohanim mitzuvim b'mitzvah l'achilas truma. Afilu, even if you want to say if there's a mitzvah for the kohen to eat it, you can't say it's a mitzvah on for the eved to eat it. The eved is ochal b'truma because he's mamono shel kohen. So how do you understand this? So the Berachas Avraham quotes a topic that we've discussed at length in the past regarding kachim itself. Regarding kachim itself. Remember the day of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Maisa Karbanis, when he talks about the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim, remember he has different levels. He says Kachim is the real mitzvah, and then he has Kachim Kalim is Nigrar Achar HaMitzvah, right? It's a mitzvah assay that has different levels. And the Rambam also in Sefer HaMitzvahs discusses in Mitzvah Peites the different levels, right? And that's important for our mitzvah right here. Mitzvah Peites, the Rambam says, the mitzvah is Shetziva HaKohanim Le'echol B'sar Kachim Klomar HaChatas V'HaAsham. That's the highest level. And then the Rambam says, towards the end of that mitzvah, Amnam Shar Kachim Klomar Kachim Kalim Heim Yochlu L'Shem Yamev Alayla Echad Zulas Tod V'Elnazer V'Achilasam Gam Kein Hi Nigreres Achar HaMitzvah. And then the Rambam throws in v'chein gam kein hatruma hidei achilasa nigreres achra mitzvah. So truma is a secondary level mitzvah within this mitzvah of achilas kachim. So what does that mean? So explains the Berachas Avraham. Maybe just like we say the Beis Halevi and the Chassam Sofer and others talk in general. What's the difference between various types of kachim? Is the mitzvah on the gavra to eat, or is the mitzvah on the karban to be eaten? What we call gavra chefsa. That's the shaila. So some are machalik between all kachim and karban pesach. Karban pesach is for sure on the gavra. Everybody has to eat a kezias of karban pesach. While all other karbanos, what would you say? So that's what the Chassam Sofer and the Beis Halevi is medai, are both medayik in the Gemara and Yuma Lamites, where there was no more bracha be'isa, the tsnuim were moshchem yideim, they didn't eat, they didn't take part in the achilas hakarbanos, because the mitzvah was, just make sure it's eaten. So therefore, once it's eaten, so then that's, you don't have to worry about it. You fulfill the mitzvah. Suggest the Birchas Avraham, maybe that's the difference between kachim and truma. Truma is about the chefza. Venera, the Yesh Lomar, Be'ikr, mitzvahs achilas kachim, kachim, akonim, mitzuvim. And as the Yesh mitzvahs aseh shalag gavra lechol. Together, then achilas kachim, kalim, vitruma. Kachim, kalim is like truma, and that is, the mitzvah is for it to be eaten. Mitzvahs achefsa, shetruma, shakiya mitzvasa, bazeh shenecheles alzeh. And that's why you have to allow to be soch shemen, ulafize nered, degam eved, sheochel truma, makayim bazeh mitzvah. So the eved, through the eved eating it, is also a kiyam mitzvah. It is being eaten. V'yav apish enu niskadish v'kdushas kahuna. Even though he doesn't have the kedusha, mikamakam balav hachi, ein zeh mitzvah shakoyim mitzuveh ba, ela mitzvah b'chefsa. The chefsa, it has to be eaten by those who are allowed to eat it. A Kohen is allowed to eat it, and an Eved is allowed to eat it, and therefore there is no problem. And maybe even a Yisrael, that's Mavlik, LeKohen, Shemen Sreifa, Oshasach Shemen, everybody, as long as it's used properly, that is a fulfillment of the consumption of Truma. And maybe that's what Tosfos here says, by saying that even an Eved can be included, which is a huge Chiddush, maybe that works better as if it is the mitzvah of Ne'echeles, and not Le'echol. Good. That's number one. The other point to mention is on the last line of the Gemara here, where Rabbi Meir said, and if you're going to tell me, well, maybe it's a yachov because the master doesn't have to give him truma. He can just give him the get whenever he wants. But what do you mean? He could run away and not accept it. Rashi says he could just throw him the get. Rashi says, third to last line, Zarek legita berushus harabim betoch dalat amos. Wow. You could have read the Gemara and just said he could have been there, and he could throw him the get, and he catches the get. Rashi says, no, the point of throwing is that it doesn't get into his reshus, technically, but it's within Dalat Amos. So two ha'aris. Number one, Kinyan Dalat Amos, we know from Bamatzi, is a Kinyan Drabanan. Does that work to affect even on a daraisa level? We're going to talk about Be'ezras Hashem. We're going to talk about that later in the Masechta when we get into the ayins and we talk about darkei kinyanim. When it comes to get, maybe we could suggest based on that ksos, if it's not a real hakna, it's a nesina. Maybe it has different rules than in general. The Minchas Chinuch already alludes to this. The Minchas Chinuch. In Mitzvah Shin Mem Zayin, he asked this question. Kinyan al Ramos is only Drabanan. He asked it a different way. He says Kinyan al Ramos is only in a simta, at least a quasi Rishus HaYachid. How could Rashi say Dal Ramos is going to work in Rishus HaRabim? Right, it's against the Gemara in Bamitzia. Says the Minchas Chinuch, maybe only by Dine Mamanus does it only work in a simta. But by other Shtaros, like Get, then it could work even in a Rishus HaRabim. That's an important Minchas Chinuch comment, Shin Mem Zayin Gimel. And we'll have to get back to that as we talk about the darkei kinyan and beget. So that's Rashi. Anyway, let's get back to our Gemara, where we're up to. We ended off with a question. Rabbi Meir asked the Rabbanon, "You're telling me, you Rabbanon hold that it is a zechus to be." It is a schus to be freed, and I'm telling you, it's a chov to be free because he loses truma. But what do you mean? You're telling me, oh, what do you mean? The eved could just be meshacher him. Maybe not. He'll run away. And if he runs away, then he cannot eat truma. He could still eat truma. So you see, it's a chov. Amarava, third line, hainu tekamahadri lebe masisim ibneshu kinyano. That's the phrase in the Mishnah, because he is kinyano. Now we explain what that means. Di ibai shakal arba zuzim yisrael. Rebbeir, you're telling me wherever he runs away, he can still eat truma? That's not true. Right? What if the owner sells him? Wherever he is, the owner sells him. And therefore, he cannot eat truma wherever he is. The Adon could choose not to give him truma when he's there and to sell him when he's not there. And that is why we consider it as chus to get freed. Tosfos on the bottom line of Shavikleh, he notes that once an Eved runs away, you don't have to be choshesh that he was sold and therefore he can't eat truma, because it's not common for somebody to buy an Eved that ran away. So he doesn't have to worry about it, but conceptually, the mocher could do that. The owner could do that if he wants to, and therefore it's considered a zechus. The Rishash here asks, why is that possible? We know the Gemara tells us in Baba Kama, Gazal v'lonis Yashua b'ilim, if something is stolen from me, but I haven't given up hope yet, I cannot sell that, because it's not in my rishus. The ganav can't sell it because he doesn't own it. Zelafi she'enu shalov, zelafi she'enu b'rishuso. So why all of a sudden by an eved, I'm able to sell an eved, the Gemara assumes, even if the eved is not here? Ask the Rishash. As the Rishash answers, two points. Number one, says the Rishash, maybe an eved is like karka. So a karka is kol hecha de isa, b'rishus edemari isa. Karka is in an exelis, and therefore karka you can't steal. Number two, says the Rishash, tahacha, he really says this one first, tahacha adaraba, ha eved eno chafi, it's lost, it's merishus adonav. The eved doesn't want to leave the rishus of the adon. The eved has a mind of his own, but he wants to be connected to the adon. So therefore, he's more connected than an object. And that's why, ironically, he wants to be connected, but the Adon has the power to sell. The Nesivus just accepts the Rishash's kasha. He says, you're right, here we must be talking about an Eved who's still there. He just does not want to accept his get. In any case, says the Gemara, Ula Rebbe Meir, now according to Rebbe Meir, who had this whole taina that it's a chov to be meshuchra because he's losing truma, Tainach Eved Kohen. Eved Yisrael Meikel HaMeimer. Fine, my Eved Kohen, even though we rejected your answer already, but even Lashitas Cha, says the Gemara. In Eved Kohen, fine, he's losing something. Eved Yisrael Meikel HaMeimer, and Eved Yisrael's not losing anything. Right, so why there doesn't Reb Meir agree that it is a schus? Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Rabbi Shemav Sido, b'shifcha kananis. He is losing something. He can no longer marry a shifcha kananis. The Gemara says, Adaraba, how are you matir v'as chorin? There are many more free women on the market than shifchos kananios. Right, so now he can marry a free woman. Gemara answers, he'd rather have the bas, the shifcha. Avda behefkere nichale, zilale, shchichale, pritzale. And Eved would rather have his shivcha kananis. He doesn't have to act in a more upstanding way. He could just be with her whenever he wants, and he can take advantage of her. It's just the shivcha kananis, and therefore Rameyer would say across the board that it is a chov to be meshuchrar. As Tosfos, what about a katan? A katan was lo tam taiva and erva. So Tosfos answers, you're right. Reb Meir would agree there. The Gemara could have said Reb Meir would agree by Yisrael too. The Gemara didn't say that. But the Gittosva says, you're right, Rabbi Meir would be moda. If the whole svar wouldn't apply, so then he would be moda that it is a Zuchus. So there are some cases. That's the important point of Tosfos. Fourth line in Tosfos. Moder Imeir be'evet katan Yisrael. Or Meir would agree in certain cases that if it's a total Zuchus, there's nothing good about remaining an Evet, like an Evet katan Yisrael. So katan, there's no taiva for the Bia. Yisrael, there's no Truma. Evet katan Yisrael. So then we would say, Meir agrees that it is a Zuchus to be freed. The Maariv Chayis uses this Tosfos to explain a question that he says, I heard when I was younger. What question? We know the halacha is that an Evet Kenani goes free b'shein v'ayin. 1 second, says the Maariv Chayis, according to Rabbi Meir, that it is a chov to get freed. So what are we doing? We make him go free b'shein v'ayin, so we're being mosif ra. One bad thing happened to him already, that he lost his tooth or he lost his eye. And now we're going to do another bad thing to him because we're freeing him, and Rabbi Meir holds that it's a bad thing to be freed for him. It's a chov. Says the Maariv Chayis, no, you see from Tosfos not. You see from Tosfos that there are some situations where even Rabbi Meir would agree that it's a schus to go free. So if your master is hitting you, you want to get out of there, right? You're being abused. And therefore, says the Maariv Chayis, just like Tosfos says it here by Katan Yisrael, so too I could say it by an Eved who is Yotze B'Shein V'Ayin. Right, that is the Maariv Chayis. Ba'adon Kazeh, Asher Mechuvan, Lasos, Avdo, Balmum, Bazeh Ofan, Moder Rimeir, Tuschusu Levet, Sheyetze Lecheres, Mina Adon Ra Kazeh. Right, Mother Ra Kazeh. Or, let's say the Mishnah later on, if he's Chesi Eved Chesi Min Chor, and he can't marry anybody. So Rameh would agree to that too. If you can't marry anybody, it's not a low, Rameh wouldn't go low plug. Only where the svar would apply, would Rabbi Meir say his shita. Good. Up to the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer, Tinu getzel ishti, v'shtar shichur zel avdi v'meis. Somebody gives instructions. Please give this get, this shtar shichur, to my wife, to my evet, and then he dies. Before it is transferred, lo yitnu l'achar misa. There is nothing, they cannot give it lachar misa, right? Because this is this has to be done by the mishaleach, and because he is dead, so therefore it cannot be done. Tnu mana lishponi v'meisa. If somebody says give $100 of mine, and then he dies, you know lachar misa, money can be transferred lachar misa, but the shtar here cannot be transferred lachar misa. Tosfos says, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Fourth wide line in Tosfos, even though he was mamanahim mishaleach. You might say, what do you mean? It's as if the Mishaleach is still alive now, because he was Mamanei Mishliach, and the Shliach is still here. D'yav agav shemina amagareash b'chayav Shliach, lo chashuv lios kamoso achar moso. Ki'ilu hu atzmo kayam. You don't say that. You don't say it as if the Mishaleach is still alive, because he appointed a Shliach. Ela chashuv getla achar misa. Is Tosfos taking a stand on Shlichus in general? It's not 100% clear what he's saying. We know in general there is the chakira of the achronim about how much is there an identification of the shliach to the mishaleach. The Lekach Tov has this in the first piece in the Lekach Tov, in the first paragraph of the first piece, nistapakti. How do you look at shlichus? Shlucha shalom kamoso ma'u akavana, im akavana. Shegufo shel shliach neshav kegufa mishaleach. Is it mamish that the shliach is the mishaleach? The identities merge. They are connected to one another. Oh, not only connected, they are identified with one another. Oh, hashliach ladamacher neshav. What do you say? No, there's an independence. Rak shahamaisa asher hu oseh b'shlichuso al kalpanim misyacheses l'mishaleach v'neshav shem mishaleach asa maisa hu. One level down. We're not one person, but everything I do is as if you did it. You get the action of me. I am your extension. I am not you, I'm your extension. Odim, or do we say not even that? It's not that you did it. You just get the effects of what I did. Odil magam ha-maisa inenem isyacheses l'mishaleach, rak l'shliach, v'nechshev sh'ashliach ha-maisa, lo ha-mishaleach, rak sh'atorah gazra, sh'af sh'adam acher asa ha-maisa, lohu, al kol zeh, kivan sh'sholcho l'kach mo'elas ha-maisa, shel ha-acher avuro kilo asahu. Those are the three different dayas Rabbi Yosef Engel has in the beginning of the Lekach Tov. So, does this Tosfos take a stand on that? Tosfos says, the chiddush of the mission is that even though the Megaresh appointed the shliach, you don't say that the shliach is exactly like the mishaleach. So you might say he's arguing and not holding approach number one, but you also might say that Tosfos is just saying, bimoso, you can't say number one. Even if you want to say that the shliach and the mishalech might merge identities when the mishalech is alive, it could be that after he dies, even if you have the most extreme approach of shlichus, you're not going to say that once the mishalech dies. And therefore, you're going to have to say, ein get la'achar misa, in that case. That's an interesting line of Tosfos try to figure out what they hold in the previous. Is this just something that changed, or this is in general? So that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is b'chalik between get and shtar shichra, which cannot be given la'achar misa, while by mamonis it can be given la'achar misa. Says the Gemara now, Amar v'yisav v'shmuel b'mar sebeshmeit derav. Rav has a limitation on the Mishnah. The who, when do we say it can be given la'achar misa by mamonis? V'hu shetzvurim munachin b'keren zavis. Only if the money is designated. If the money is sitting here in a corner, that's where we say, if somebody says, tnu mana laploni, and they have that money in mind, so that's when it works. Says the Gemara b'mayas kinan. What are we talking about? Why should you have such a limit? Why should Rav make a limit on the Mishnah? Ilema babari. Are we talking about a healthy person who gives the command, please give that? So kitzvur mayhave. Halo mashach. If it's a healthy person, then it should never work, even if it's designated. Why? There was no kinyan done. I want to give this. Reuven wants to give this to Shimon. Reuven dies. Reuven never did the kinyan. And what? Reuven's kids? So they can retract. They don't want to do it. There was no kinyan done yet. And there's no mechusre amana. They're not changing their mind. They never had it in mind to give it. So if it's the bari, how does transfer happen in halacha? Kinyanim. Mishnayis and Meseches Kiddushin. And there was no kinyan here. So halo mashach. V'yaf ela b'shchimira. So we must be talking about someone on their deathbed, who we know, we mentioned recently, a shchiv mira. There are rule breakers, chazal, because they didn't want to cause tiruf hadas. They didn't want to cause the person who's almost dead to go crazy and then die even quicker. The Rabbanan relaxed laws of kinyanim for a shchiv mira. And right when he says it, it's as if it happened. As long as he knows that, because if he thinks that he's going to have to do a kinyan, he can't do a kinyan, that might upset him even more. So that's why the rules are broken. So, what's the Mishnah talking about? If it's a bari, then it's not good enough. And if it's shchiv mira, you shouldn't even need it. Ve'lo b'shchiv mira ma'ari etzvurin, ki ein tzvurin ami. Ta'kaim alon, de divrei shchiv mira kichsuvin uchim esurin damu. Divrei shchiv mira are as if they are signed, sealed, and given over. So what is the case of the Mishnah? There is a huge discussion in the Rishonim here on the question that we just asked. And that is, what do you mean? Halo mashach. If he's a bari, if he's a healthy person, then there was no kinyan done, so it shouldn't work. What about the principle of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames? Even if there was no kinyan done, shouldn't the Yarshim have to follow through on what their father commanded? Their father says, give it to so-and-so. Their father died. So there's a principle, mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. The Yarshim should have to follow through on what their father commanded. Rashi says, you're right. This Gemara is against that opinion. Rashi says, Aliba demanda less lay mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. Rashi, with all the other answers we're about to see, we have to assume that Rashi didn't like them. Rashi did not accept any of those answers, and therefore he's stuck. And he has to say, the Gemara is going against that opinion. But the other Rishonim, we'll mention two, have fascinating limitations on that principle. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. First, Tosfos right here. Tosfos yibra maskel v'ha. Tema, my parech, hakayim ala mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. Right, why don't you say the Yarshim would have to follow through? So what, halo mashach? So Tosfos first quotes like a Rashi, Chachamim argue on that principle, but then, five lines in, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames is only when the item was given over to a third party already. Even if the kinyan wasn't done to the recipient, but lo amrina mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames ela bedavar shel hushlash mitchila lakach biyad shlish. And he quotes other examples in Shas. So that's a big limitation on that principle of mitzvah l'kayim. The Ramban here quotes Tosfos, quotes others, and says, I have a different shot. A mistaver limitation. When do we say mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames? If the person gives a command to others to do something, and then he dies, so then they have to follow through and do it. But what if the person says, I'm going to do this, and then he died without doing it? So then we don't say, mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. He never gave the command. Maybe he wanted to do it, and if he wasn't going to do it, he wasn't going to make them do it. Sheshma shchiv mira shemina shliach o shetziva liyarshav asu kach v'kach mina chasai umeis mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. Holich, cases like holich mana laploni, tenu shekel l'bni. in cases where he gives a command. But if he says, I'm going to do something, Avala Omer Harini Nosein Mana Laploni Bematana, I hereby am going to give so and so a gift. Ain Omer Mitzalakim Divri Ames. Shahare Lot Sivalanu Litain Elohunasan Matana. Imkanam and Adinkanav Imlokane Mitzalakim Asha Omer. And suggest the Ramban, maybe that's what's going on in our Mishnah. Even though the language of our Mishnah is Tnu Mana Lish Ploni, what it really means to say is, I am giving money to Ploni, and you are my witnesses, and then he died. So that's why, suggest the Ramban, you wouldn't say Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames in this case. Okay, either way, we're back to the question of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, what's the case of our Mishnah that Rav limits it and says, oh, it only applies if the money's in the corner and designated. Only then you say, give it L'Achar Misa. If it's a man is Bari, it shouldn't work. If it's a man is Shechiv Mira, you shouldn't even need that. Gemara has two answers. Amar Asvid, we see already, Gittin has many Shas topics. Right here, we have Shas topics. We have dealing with Neve Kenani. We have Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames. We have Zochin L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav. We have all of these Shas topics right here. And here's another one right now. Amar Asvid, La'olam Bevari. Really, we're talking about a healthy person. A healthy person, so why should it work? Uked the Rav Huna Amar Rav. Danam Rav Huna Amar Rav. Rav says, there's a new type of Kinyin D'Rabanan. Manali Biyadcha. Taneo lo leploni, b'ma'a matshlashtan, kana. There's a kinyan d'rabbanan called ma'a matshlashtan. What does that mean? If Reuven and Shimon and Levi are standing in a circle, and Reuven says to Shimon, you know the $100 that you owe me? Give it to Levi. I'm being makne from you. You owe it to me? Give it to Levi. That is called ma'a matshlashtan in front of the three of them. The Love, the Malve, I'm saying Love and Malve now, though it might not be true, but Love, the Malve, and the third party. All three parties involved in the transaction are standing there. That works, even though there was no transfer of anything. No transfer. Rabbanan Tiknu. Takanat Rabbanan, this is ma'a matshlashtan. That works, Kana. And that's what happens here. And the Chiddush of Rav is that ma'a matshlashtan only works if it's specifically labeled, either, we're going to see this on Amud Beis, either only by Pikadon, meaning if you have, you're my shomer, and I say give it to so-and-so, or even by a milveh, but as long as the money is in a pile, so it's designated. That's why Rav says what he says. That's what Rashi says, lo amar Rav, elkan el bepikadon, and therefore it has to be tzvurin umunachin there. That is dea number one. The Mishnah is about ma'a matshlashtan, that's the Chiddush. One second, ask the Pnei Yoshua. I don't understand, then what's the Chiddush of that he died? Right? Ma'a matshlashtan is a kinyan. So, right when the person said it, give it to so-and-so, what's the case according to Rav? He said this and then he died. But what do you mean, so what, he died? It's finished. It's done already. Ma'a matshlashtan. So, it was kfar nikneh. So, what's the Mishnah telling me that he died? There's some type of chiddush. Says the Pnei Yeshua, it must be that the Havamina would have been that right when he died, you're right, ma'a matshlashtan is nikneh, but it doesn't really mean nikneh. It really means nikneh that he can't be chozer bo, and, you know, it has to kick in, and it has to continue and go from B to C. But maybe you would have thought that it's not a full kinyan, it just means le'inyan that he can't be chozer bo. That's the chiddush of the Gemara, that it's a full kinyan, and therefore, you know, it doesn't matter if he died. That's the suggestion of the Pnei Yoshua. Okay, that's answer number one. The pshat of the Mishnah is ma'a matshlashtan. Pshat number two, Rav Papa Amar, la'ola b'shchiv meira. Really, we're talking about a shchiv meira. Ay, shchiv meira, so why do you need to designate it? Ki uki'idach d'rav, d'amar rav, shchiv meira sh'amar t'nu mana l'ploni minachasai. Rav even has a limitation on shchiv meira. If somebody says, give a mana to so-and-so, mana zeh, if he says this mana nosnin, then you could give it. Mana stam e nosnin, but if he says mana stam, you just give a mana, and then he died, then you cannot give. Why chayshina, shema mana cover ka'amar. Maybe there's a mana that he buried somewhere, and that's the mana that he meant. And therefore, you can't give him any mana. Moshe Mechaver, Olav Araya. You have to prove that he meant other mana that is revealed. And the Gemara says, "V'hilchaz alekru lo chayshina." We don't paskin that way. But that's the second answer of the Gemara, that maybe the Mishnah is assuming like that day of Rav, who we don't paskin like. That the reason that you need it to be designated is because if not, you would be chayshinan likfura. So two answers, Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. So why did each one not like the other one? Rav Papa, my time below, amek Rav Zvid. Why didn't Rav Papa? Rav Papa said the answer is the shchimira like Rav. He didn't like Rav Zvid's answer, amam mishlashtan. Why didn't he like it? Kasava Rav Papa. Because Rav Papa says, ki kama Rav, loshna b'milvev, loshna b'pikadon. Rav Papa holds that Rav did not limit. The ma'a matshlashtan is not limited to pikadon. Gadon, where you would then say, oh, it's only if it's designated. Rav would say it even by milva, meaning if you have a malva and a lova and a third party standing there, the malva could say to the lova, you pay so-and-so, right? Don't pay me. And that's a transfer, and therefore the money doesn't have to be there. So you can't say the Mishnah is about my Mishloshim, because then you wouldn't need Svurinu Munachin. Right, the Chiddush is obviously, like Rashi says on top, V'yava gav de lahotzon, it's an aveina ba'en. But Yemilva, the money's not there, so where's the transfer? That's a humongous Chiddush to say that my Mishloshim even works by Milva, which is what we paskin, right? How does the Kinyan work? There's no item here. It's a magical Kinyan that the Rabbanim made up of my Mishloshim, which we're going to talk about. The Gemara's going to say on tomorrow's daf, the Gemara's going to say, it doesn't make sense. It's Hilchos HaBalot Taima, why it should work. Why should it work? Why should this? There's nothing. There's no item here. If you limit it to Pikadon, it's still a Chiddush, but it works. But here, it's a total Chiddush if you say it applies to Milva too. So that's why Rav Papa could not say the answer that Rav Zvid says, because the Mishnah can't be about Mayim Mishloshtan, because you wouldn't need the limitation. Good. Rav Zvid, my time alone, my Rav Papa. So why didn't Rav Zvid like Rav Papa? Lo mituk, my masis in b'shchim mira. Because I don't think, said Rav Zvid, the Mishnah is about a case of shchim mira. Why? Mi mai mi diktani. Because look at the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, ha'omer tnu getzel ishti. V'shtar shich rizela avdi v'meis. The ratio of the Mishnah, lo yinu l'achar misa. So in these cases of get and shtar shichrer, it cannot be given l'achar misa. Taima d'meis. The reason that it can't be given is because he died. Ha'mechayim nostin. But if he would still be alive, the get and shtar shichrer would be able to be given. And what did the Mishnah say? Tnu. Taima to amar tnu. The only reason that you would be able to give the get in our Mishnah is because he said give it. Halo amar tnu enosnu. Master from our Mishnah. That if he didn't say the word tnu, you wouldn't be able to give it. But wait a minute. If the Mishnah is about shchiv meira, you don't even need tnu. Vishchiv meira v'gav talo amar tnu. You don't need tnu. That's why Rav Zvid says the Mishnah can't be a better case of Shchiv Meira. Where do you see that you don't need Tnu? I went to Lomar Tnu Nosin. How do you know Shchiv Meira also has that flexibility? That's the Mishnah later on. Tistan, the Mishnah says later on in Gittin, Barishona Haya Omrim, Hayote Bakolar, Va'amar Kisvagel Ishti. But earlier, right, this is a very big discussion we're going to have later on in the sixth parak about the if you have tzivui habal that is missing certain words, can you give the get anyway? So here's the Mishnah. We used to say somebody was going out to be killed, and he says, write a get to my wife. He didn't say write and give it. He just said write a get. It's good enough. Hare'elu yichtu v'yitnu. Right, you can give it. He doesn't want his wife to be subject to Yibum, and therefore he wants to give her a get quickly. Chazru lomar, and then they even added on, af ha'mefarish v'hayotzi b'shayara. Somebody's going on a long trip, and he doesn't know, trips were dangerous in those days, so he doesn't know whether he's coming back or not, so he says, even if he just says kisvu, it's still good. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Yomar af ha'mesukan. Even if he's just very sick, what does mesukan mean? Rashi says mesukan means shchiv meira. Maybe because of this Gemara. Because the Gemara is comparing it to Mesukan. The Rambam's Lashon and Hilchas Gerushin, he doesn't say it is specifically Shchiv Meira. The Rambam's Lashon is in Perek Beis of Hilchas Gerushin. He says Mesukan. V'hu Adam shekafatz alav hacholi b'mheira, sudden illness, v'hichbid cholyo miyad. And it's getting worse very, very fast. That's Mesukan. Either way, it's somebody who's very worried. So in those cases, you see from there, you don't need kisvu. So that's for Zvid's Raya. You wouldn't need tnu in our Mishnah if it was about Shchiv Meira. So that's why our Mishnah must be about Bari, not about Shchiv Meira. That's why each one rejects the other one. Maskev Laravashi. Uman Neimel Ande Masizir Reb Shimon Shazurihi Tamar Rabbananhi. You know what the Rav Papa would answer back? Who says our Mishnah is like Reb Shimon Shazuri? Maybe it's like the Rabbanan, and therefore Shchiv Meira does have to say tnu, and therefore it can't be like our Mishnah. Okay, that's how Rav Papa would agree. Gufa. Okay, so now let's get into, we'll start, and then the Gemara continues tomorrow in the sugya of Ma'amid Shloshtan. So Gufa, Amrav Unam Arav. Manali biyadcha taneolo leploni b'ma'amid Shloshtan kana. You have a mana, you owe me a mana, give it to so-and-so, and you say that in front of all three parties, kana, it works. So how far did Rav go? How far does the concept of Ma'amid Shloshtan go? Amar Rava. Mistavra milse de Rav bipikadon. Alva b'mil velo. Rava says that this only makes sense by pikadon. The item is at least known. It's there. It's ba'en. And now there's a transfer. But by milvem, milvel otzanin, there's no money here, there's nothing, then for sure, my mishloshan doesn't work. And the Gemara says, vo'elokim, amar rav afilu b'milveh. And we, the Gemara argues and says, no, Rav says it even by milveh. It's a magical type of kinyan, which we'll see. The Gemara is going to ask, how exactly does it work, right? It's afilu b'milveh. Tosfos notes here, even b'milveh, that this kinyan works even balkarcho of the Lova and the Nifka. Tosfos here has a couple of limitations. Let's just list them, and maybe we'll try to put them all together next time. We'll see what we have time for. Tosfos right here, on my Mishloshtan, Tibur Matzal Gufa, Omer Riva, Vechein Rabbeinu Tam, Tibur my Mishloshtan Kana, Balkarcho, Shalove, Oshel Nifkad, I'm the Malve. I say to the Lova, give it to so-and-so. What if he doesn't want to? What if he's a more difficult individual? Right? Doesn't matter. It's Balkarcho, says Tosfos. Why? Because if it wasn't Balkarcho, then why would you have to use my Mishloshtan? There's another Kenyan. Kinyan Odisa. Odisa means I just admit that he owes it to me and not you. I could have lied. And that would work. So why didn't I use that? It must be my Mishloshtan works, even Balkarcho. So that's one of Tosfos's rias. Number one. Number two, says Tosfos, another limitation. By the way, other Rishonim argue with this, that it can't be Balkarcho. But second limitation is the next Tosfos. That it only were, I'm sorry, not the next one. Skip two. B'mai Mishloshtan Kana. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Delo Takinu B'mai Mishloshtan Ve'ovid Kochavim. Ema Nifkado Alo Ve'ovid Kochavim. I could do it against the will of the Lova or the Nifkad, but not if it's a guy. If it's a non-Jew, this Kinyan does not work by for non-Jews. If the non-Jew is the Nifkad or the Lova. V'yamar Le Yisrael Taneo Le Yisrael Acher, give it to so-and-so, that doesn't work. Kiva Dafilo Omer Lo Zechilo Kana. It doesn't work. If the other people involved are guy, then that's okay. If you want to be, if the Makabel, who you're giving it to, is a guy, that would work. And if the Nosein is a guy, it would also work, says Tosfos. But only if the one that is being Mischayev is the guy, so that doesn't work. So the Tosfos has throughout, Rabbeinu Tam. Number one, it's even Balkarcho of the Nifkat. Number two, it's only if the Nova of the Nifkat are not Goyim. Number three, they're the middle Tosfos says, my Mishloshtan has the power that the Malveh cannot be Chozer Bo afterwards. Even though we know Shmuel holds, HaMocher Shtarchov L'Chaveiro, V'Chazar U'Machlo Machol, this is in Tosfos Dimaschot Tenehu, even though if there's a Shtarchov, right, not an item now, a Shtarchov, that so this Shtar says that Reuven owes me money, and I sell that Shtarchov, and then I'm Mochel the Shtarchov, that works. I'm a terrible guy for doing that. But it works. Says Tosfos, my Mishloshtan is stronger. My Mishloshtan, you cannot be Chozer Bo. And we'll have to talk about why that is. But that's Tosfos' three important deos about my Mishloshtan. Three important halachic principles. But now let's go back to the Gemara. In Mar Nami, Omar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi, Milva Lebiyatcha Taneli, Lo Leploni, my Mishloshtan Kana, V'tai Mamai. Why? Why does my Mishloshtan work? Rashi, my time b'milve. Kana holesa beni delikne. Rashi's clear that the question is only about milv, not about pikadon. Pikadon, the Gemara seems to think that I understand. You're right, it's magical, but there's an item there at least. By milv, how in the world does it work? So the Gemara has three suggestions. Let's see how far we get today. Amar Amemar. Number one, nase ka'omer lo b'shas matan mos, shibdana lecha uleditcha ulechol da'asi machmatcha. You make it as if at the moment that I lend him money, he is saying, I owe you or anyone that comes in your stead. It's the moment of the Kabbalah Sachrayas. That's one. Shabidna lecha uleditcha, to you, lecha da'azimach matcha. That's how my Mishloshtan works. Because the Chachamim know that was your das originally. Amalei Rav Ashi LaMeimar, is that really true? Elameata, hikna lenoladim, telohavi b'shas matan mosach anami telokani. What, so if that's true, that it all goes by the original moment, what if you have somebody who was not born yet at that moment? And now you want to do a mamid shloshtam. Right? So according to this svar, it wouldn't work. Because you can't be konet to somebody who wasn't born yet, and if it goes by that original moment, they had to be born. The afilu l'Rebbe Meir, damar adam makna, davar shlo bala olam, another shas topic, even according to Rebbe Meir, who says you can be makna, something that is not in the world, hanimili lidavar sheyeshna ba'olam. That's only to something that is in the world. Aval davar sheyeshna ba'olam lo. You can be makna an item that was lo bala olam, fruit that didn't grow yet, to somebody who is in the world. But this can't work, and you don't see a limitation anywhere. Tosfos notes on the bottom, 1 minute, but Remeir's source in Kiddushin and Yevamis is where a man says, I hereby marry to you once I convert. So he's not a Jew yet. That's more Bala Olam than somebody who's born, says Tosfos. Yes. A goy to Jew is not as lo Bala Olam as not born to born. That's an important line in the third to last line of Tosfos. V'yesh lomar dovei kochavim ve'eved isnu ba'olam. Ela shemuchusar and geirus v'shichrur. V'lo dami lo noladim do lesnu ba'olam klal. Important line in Tosfos. But either way, the Gemara does not like that suggestion. What's the svara from Ayimit Shlashton? Because originally he had that svara. So Gemara says, okay, El Amar Ravashi. Let's just read the second one. El Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, no, it's by this moment. It's not originally. It's this moment. Bihahi hana to kamishtanyale bein milva yishanal and milva chadasha. Gomar u'mishtabil nafshe. He gets hana. The fact that it's being transferred now to a new party, there's probably going to be a later collection time because it's a new loan. So because I'm getting hana, so that already, I have gemiras das for this to work because I have that hana. I have the extended time to pay back the loans. That is number two, and the Gemara rejects that too. Let's read the question. Amale ahuna mar berei derav nechem yilav ashi el mayata kagon hani debay mar el yashiv. What about these strong men? The kafti v'shachli la'alta. They take and they get collected right away. Hachanami delokanu. You want to see it wouldn't work then? Because the guy wouldn't have that das. And if you want to say that's true, so then there's, you gave your word to shiurin, meaning yes here, no there. You have to have rules if it's a system. So what's the pshat? So the Gemara answers, El Amar Marzutra, Hani Tlasmili, these three things, which we only know one of them so far, Shavinu Rabbanan Ki Hilchazo Belo Taima. It's a halacha without a reason. It's a halacha Moshe Misinai. Says Rashi, it's like a halacha Moshe Misinai. They didn't give a reason, and we just have to accept it. Okay, we'll have to talk more about that, B'ez Hashem, next time. But this is my Mishlash done. So again, the past couple of days that we've noted, Zachal Adam Shlo Bafanav, Mitzvah Lakaim Divri Ameis, Divri Shchimni Rak Yechzuv Nechum Misurin Dami, Kinyan Odisa, my Mishlash done. These are all major Shas topics that we have the schus to discuss on these dafim. Okay, we'll have to stop here, B'ez Hashem, next time. We will continue with Daf Yud Dalet.